I'm certainly happy to be able to be here for this important service this evening. Brother Ernest made the comment about when the Lord calls you, you don't know where all he will lead. And that is true for you two brethren up here, but certainly it's true for all of us because we all have been called. And when he calls us, we have no idea where all he will lead. But one thing I'm certain of, when you get old and your hair turns gray, and you look back to the steps you've walked, that everywhere you've walked with God, you will be thankful. And everywhere where you took your own way and your path went astray, you'll be sad. So a challenge to every one of us, let's let God lead us wherever he wants to lead and whatever he has us to do. And I thought about it. Now the lot, casting the lot. You know, if I just told you this evening that I have a deep feeling about how this should be done, I probably wouldn't move this audience. I heard of a preacher recently that wanted to explain to his people why he believed a certain thing, and that was his biggest argument, is that he just had this deep feeling. Well, I'm glad we don't have to go by that, but when we look into the Word of God, then I hope we can move the audience, not towards what I'm saying, but towards the Word. And, well, I hope what I say is from the Word. But man has always had a need to hear from God. And as you think back through the Old Testament, there are different ways that man heard from God. I thought of Jonah, and God told him directly, go to Nineveh. But you know what? When he got on the boat and the storm came up, they decided to cast a lot to see who was the cause of all this big, bad storm. They cast the lot, and it was Jonah. Thought about the detection of a criminal when Achan sinned, and God told Joshua, bring the tribes together, and they cast the lot. When they divided the promised land, they needed to hear from God. They cast the lot, Numbers, and choosing warriors in the book of Judges, they cast the lot. Well, in Acts, the first chapter, there was a group of men who just in the recent past had been very discouraged, very disgruntled, but they had received courage because the one that they put their life after had risen from the dead. When Jesus crucified, they were so discouraged, so afraid, so disheartened. But when he was risen, then they took courage. But they gathered together just really soon after the ascension, after Jesus blessed them on the way up. Peter stood up and he started talking about how that the scripture needed to be fulfilled because the one that betrayed Jesus fell away and he took his life and what was done with the money. And the scripture, the prophecy was fulfilled. Verse 20 of Acts 1. I want to read a few verses if you follow along. And he said, for it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Wherefore, of these men which have accompanied with us all the time, that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John, and to the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed, or they nominated two, Joseph called Barsabas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry. And they gave, verse 26, and they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. So here they needed to hear from God. They didn't know what to do on their own, and so they cast the lot. They nominated two, Joseph and Matthias. Proverbs 16:33 says, the lot is cast, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. And I'm so thankful. Now I can tell you, I have a deep feeling about it because I've seen God move so many times that it's easy to come with confidence and just believe that God is going to make known to us by using this method, casting the lot, that I don't have to get all nervous. And I know it's a lot easier for us ministry to be calm, and you'll see us smiling. And I know the weight of it, you know, because right now you're thinking of the weight and you wonder if the truck can even make it up the mountain with all the load. But I want to tell you, just remind you one more time, that it is a pleasure to serve the Lord, and whatever He calls you for, He will give you grace for. And it is a privilege that we have to take the gospel of Jesus to all the world and be ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, brethren, take courage. And I am so glad that I can be confident. Yes, I have a strong feeling that it's going to be exactly what God wants, and He's going to show us through the casting of the lot. May God bless.